what they have, because you have to, in every other case that I found, other than the thing that we're using on infusion, is every other thing you have to think about it. Bill Clark pitched me on some big thing that they're using, but you know what they do? They're having to email a text file in, queue it up each time they do a broadcast. This automates it all, yeah. Right? So the vast majority will come across bulk text messaging all over the internet, but none of it is sequential automatic responder, which is the essential piece of it, right?
Any questions
about
that at all?
I'm sure there's some others, but I mean, that's the cheapest, easiest.
These guys were the first one to crack the code on the simplicity of synchronizing the databases. Nobody out there synchronizing databases yet. So this is like...
Everybody understand what he means by synchronizing? In other words, the email sequence follow-up that you're doing, the broadcast voicemail sequence, and the text messaging is all talking to each other. So many of them, you put one piece in one system. I did broadcast voicemail for years where we had to use a system only for outgoing broadcast voicemail, a separate system for email, and a separate system to do text, well, we weren't doing text then, but faxes. And you had to compile the data separately and then initiate manually.
It's a shame these guys are missing that by this, by the way.
Just a quick question. Are there any, like, do not text and do not call laws that we have to worry about?
Do not text, not yet. Do not call, yeah. But these guys scrub against the do not call list. So, and actually, there are some laws that you have to worry about calling consumers by automation, but it has the hit a star 8 before you know thing.
So, you got to give them a chance to opt out.
Yeah. Same as call fire.
The other thing is do not use broadcast voicemail to cold lists. Use it for warm and hot lists, okay? Because that's when you get in trouble.
Yeah.
If I just saw you at a fair and you gave me the lead, you went to my website and gave me the lead, and now I follow up with you and you gave me the data, and you can add permission language and all those things, then it's not a big deal. But I go by a list of 5,000 people. Essentially, just assume in the U.S. now, 100% of the households are on the do not call list. The percentage that aren't on do not call is trivial.
Any thoughts on that at all? Question? Simple, right? Simple, cheap, easy. You can have it set up in like 10 minutes.
Oh, and the text messaging has an opt-out feature too.
Yeah.
So when the text goes out, they can click on it and opt out.
Yeah, they have to text stop to whatever, some short code, and then it takes them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It works.
A couple of things. You know, we've got to go fast.
It does with legitimate markers. It doesn't with offshore spammers.
Yeah. GSD.
Stop.
So... You know, we talked a lot yesterday about, now I've got the lead, I can data mine him a little bit, find out a little bit more about him, qualify him a little bit, those types of things. And those are manual activities, right? They take somebody to actually do it, some physics, some time, right? Some human capital at some stage. So you've got yourself and some staff members or some volunteers to help you with all that stuff. But there's ways to leverage that too, right? And I just want to give you a few quick ideas that are dirt simple. It's not, don't get, you know, bogged down with any of this stuff. But these are some solutions and some problems that you will have when you start generating big volume, right? If you're doing 5 or 6 opt-ins a month, you do all this stuff. If you're generating 500, you know, 500 from a fair, 50 online or whatever, now you've got some scaling issues, right? So getting shit done, GSD. Fiverr.com, have you guys ever heard of that? F-I-V-E-R-R. It's just an outsourcing website. It's things people are willing to do for $5. Anything almost under the sun that you can imagine, they'll do for $5. One thing I have them do a lot is SE nuke work, which is a search engine optimization nuke work. It's where they automatically submit like 5,000 backlinks to relative sites from different IP addresses spread all across the world, so you can't get hit for spamming, but you get all the backlinks anyway, right? $5, they'll do 5,000 backlinks for you. Stuff like that, right? Let's see. I'll write a message on my lips and take a high-res photo for $5. Thank you very much. But under, if you go to like business, or you go to, let's say, I don't know, search. Now, of course, the internet is now going to be very slow. Okay, he'll submit to 140 search engines for $5. I don't know. You get the idea, right?
Yep.
It only takes a minute to go through there and see what's available. I got to tell you, I've had $1,000 graphics projects done, $1,000 video projects done for $5 on here. Right? No sweat. Okay? Useful?
Yeah.
You might have to search around a little bit on the site to get familiar really with what's possible, but you know those videos on the site I showed you? Right? Simple. Okay. Next is Amazon Mechanical Turk. You guys know what that is? Okay. all sorts of people in the developing world who have internet access, in some cases Wi-Fi, are willing to do a lot for not a lot of money, right? They're willing to work really hard. So there's something called HITS, human intelligence tasks. Things that you want people, the human beings, to do, but you don't want to like pay somebody a lot of money to do it. So let's say I've got 100 people on a list I mined from the local homeschool discussion forum. And I want them to go Google their name, find their address for me, go to Zillow, find out how much the house is worth, put it all into a spreadsheet so I can go market to them. How long would that take you to do? Right? But you go here, Mechanical Turk, and you register a HIT. You say, okay, I want get results. I want to hire somebody, and I'm going to log a HIT. A HIT is a human intelligence task. And for 6 cents a unit or 2 cents a unit, people will go do it for you, send you the file, and you pay them if they did a good job. Right? Pretty useful. If you're data mining big databases. What if you go to a fair and you get 500 leads? Who's going to data enter them all into Enfusion for you? You scan them, send them the file, and they do it all for a dollar or $1.50. Okay? Useful?
Just back up a sec, Toby. So yes. In that situation, you'd have to give them access to... Would they present it in a spreadsheet that we'd then upload into Enfusion?
You could do it that way, or you could just give them the web form, and they could go fill it out in the web form.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the web form kicks off the follow-up sequences and Enfusion, and everything happens automatically.
That's
after that.
Yeah. And is this also the site, the previous site, is that where you had the people that transcribed the testimonials onto PDF?
It doesn't happen to be, but people on there will do transcription for $5, but they'll give you some length of time.
Yeah.
But I'll give you the other one right now. Any questions on that, thoughts, comments? Useful, not useful?
By the way, in the current political context, everybody's trying to demonize outsourcing. They have no qualms whatsoever about giving it to an industrious Filipino rather than to a lazy American. Okay, so I have no qualms whatsoever. The unsaid thing about Mitt Romney is they keep talking about, well, he'd like to fire people and outsource. Well, no, your responsibility in running your company is to maximize your net profit and to nurture and keep industrious, intelligent, hardworking people on your staff, and to get rid of all the lazy assholes and farm it out to somebody who will be industrious and do it inexpensively. Just keep that in mind. Okay, so don't have any qualms about
Nobody
that.
Nobody feels funny about that, do they? Okay.
Don't have any qualms whatsoever about that, right? There is a whole layer of the U.S. Western society who has gotten fat, dumb, and lazy. And, you know, you ask them to do something like this for $5, $10, $15, and they look at you like crazy. They'd rather starve. But that's okay. There's other people.
And you put it on Mechanical Turk, and you'll have about 4,000 people who will all do it, and they're killing each other. They're bidding against each other to get the job. So, you know.
And some of them are in Boise, Idaho, and some of them are in Roanoke, Virginia, and whatever, that's cool too.
Yeah. Two other outsourcing solutions. There are many, many, many outsourcing solutions, but two other that I use a lot and are easy to manage. There are some that are not very easy to manage, but two that I use a lot. One is obviously Elance.com. It's short for freelance, right? Elance.com. This is where the transcriber is for a lot of stuff. I think I've done on Elance so far, I think I've done, I don't know, maybe, geez, I don't know how many jobs, but...
A lot.
A lot, right? And how Elance works is it's just like, you know, 99designs.com or, you know, any of those sort of other outsourcers. You post a job that you want done, people bid and compete against each other for it, and you get to pick a winner, and they'll do the job for you. The reality of... It sounds great. The reality is this. There are some people out there that take the job that aren't going to be very good at it. There are going to be some people that take the job and they're going to be great at it. After you do a few of them, you start building a team. You find people that you want to work with, right? This transcriber I've used for 3 years. You know, now it took me 4 or 5 to get him, right? Because, you know, the guy in India doesn't always get the words exactly right, and sometimes he doesn't have the right. But this guy in the Philippines, English is his first language. He's fluent as you or I. He's available when I'm working, which is at night, you know. Does that make sense? Okay. Another one is freelance.com. And the reason I put this one in there is because they're for a lot of you guys that have website issues and website projects, not necessarily building an entire site. We've got a great solution coming online for that pretty quickly. But, you know, problems or code you needed written or something like that. There used to be a company called Scriptlance.com, which were just PhDs or graduate students in India who would write script, you know, write code for your website to do anything you wanted to do. Freelancer.com has now acquired them. So if you have, like, the website is broken or you want to have pages added or whatever, you can put the job up there, people bid on it, and you can manage it like a distance manager, right? really simple. So those are just kind of a few options. Again, there is no problem without, in this business, there is no problem without a pretty simple solution, right? I've got my great frustration was I walked into the Orange City location with the new guy there, and there were like 740 leads stacked up on the back counter, and I was like, these guys are doing great. What's wrong, right? And I looked at the back of all the leads, and our system at the time was on the back, you put a little E when they were entered into the database.
Weren't any E's.
And then after that, you put the date you called them and what happened, the date you called them and what happened, the date you called them and what happened, right? Well, 750 leads, 350 of them didn't even have E's on. So then of the other 350, they had E's. Half of them had LVM on such and such a date, never called back. Half of those had right? So now you go to Mechanical Turk, or you scan them and fax them, or you go to Elance and buy, you know, get somebody for $3 an hour. You send them the file, and you know, you send it the file that night, and they work when you're sleeping. When you get up in the morning, it's done, right? Things like that.
You can also hire full-time people for the Philippines, one thing or another, at one quarter of the rate.
$3. Yeah. Our guys in the Philippines are $3 an hour right now.
The other thing on that is you can, although it's a mixed bag. We've been outsourcing telemarketing to Philippines and to India. The Philippines have a better accent with mixed results.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
So a lot of the U.S., British, and Australian companies who are outsourcing to India for inbound call centers have moved them back to local areas because they were having blowback and problems with it. Yeah. But outsourcing for all this technical stuff is fabulous.
Exactly. Yeah, it's cake. Last two things on the automation front, and again, it's really important to stay focused. Don't get bogged down in this. Don't get, you know, I'm technically kind of focused, but this is about solving real problems that you will or do have, right? It's not like just here's something cool to go play with. One is that if you go here under getting shit done automation.
Is that what that stands for?
GSD, yeah.
Okay.
Getting shit done. Okay. I was talking a little while ago about, like, there's all these online discussion forums. Hey, get shit done. Yeah. It's funny. The cover of her notebook says getting shit done. There's all, you know, I was talking about all these online sources for traffic, right? Well, what's the problem with all that? Now I got to log in, and I got to post comments, and I got to interact, and I got to put blog posts, and I got to put content here, and I got to put, right? That's a problem, right? This script is called iMacros, and it works on Firefox. There's also a Google version. It's a coding language that you don't have to learn. What it does is it records your mouse clicks and then plays them back with variables. Does that make sense? So think about, here's how I use it. I have, follow me on this. This is useful.
Have you ever seen a guitar player that he's playing a thing and he has a little pedal, and what he does is he plays the thing, when he pushes the pedal, it plays back what he just played,
so
he can then play something else. So it repeats the rhythm, so he can then play the lead.
It's
the same damn thing.
Yeah.
You type it all in, it records what you typed, and then you hit play, and it keeps doing it for you.
Yeah. So here's how I implement it. I have classified ad projects that I do for a bunch of other purposes, and I have a class of one ad, or one piece of content, one article with a headline and body copy, and I want to syndicate that. Right now, currently, I'm syndicating it to 10,000 classified engines. It takes me about 3 minutes, right? Because what happened is, one time, I went and I typed the URL I wanted to submit it. I'm recording all this. I click record, I type in the URL, I put in my username and my password, and I click submit ad, and then I go headline, body copy. And then I do it again. Once it's recorded all that, now I just put up the new ad and I hit do it. And it goes and does all the stuff that I did, right? So it copies my headline and it copies my body copy. And then it goes and posts it on AdPost, and it posts it on Craigslist, and it posts it on, right?
If you had any clue what he's talking about, would that be really useful?
Does anyone understand? Does anyone understand what I'm talking about?
I just want to like capture them and take them home.
No.
They understand it when we do the webinar and show them on physically.
I'll definitely show you how it works.
But they've played with that a little bit.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I mean, does the concept make sense?
Yeah.
So you have one article that now you go figure out how to post it on every parenting forum in your state, and every homeschool forum in your state, and every you know,
you just get deeper and deeper and deeper into the muck and be more and more confused. So yeah. Just go implement.
Exactly. Yeah. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Number last. Well, number last is actually the same thing. This is actually the same plugin, but it's like a scripting version. And the reason I wanted to show you it is just because the plugin I showed you is free. You download it for Firefox or Chrome, and you plug it in. It's free. The actual program is like $6,000, right? So that's how powerful it is. What's that?
I'm going with free.
But you know, just think of the functionality, right? If I have that one article, I want it to go to easyandarticles.com and freearticles.com and freepr.com and PR web and right, all of these syndication points to drive backlinks and to drive traffic back to the site. You can do it without. My preference would probably be to go hire the guy from $3 an hour and have him do it manually, once, record it, and then have the script.
So what you're saying is you have to do it all the first time.
Somebody has to do it all the first time. Yeah, once you've written the script once, you say, okay, place ad number one, go. And it goes 10,000 times. Place, 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 place. And tomorrow I go, place ad number two. Place, place, place. And now how I'm doing is I have all the ads on one web page, and I just have it go add one, place them all, add two, place them all, add three, place them all. It runs like a loop.
Okay.
I just do them all, right? Some of them, it depends on how many times I can log in that day. But
So what's the purpose of placing all these ads, Toby? Is it to help your SEO?
Well, no, yes and no, but I mean, think about the herds of my customers. So all the homeschool groups in Orlando,
right,
it can automatically go post a comment or something, right? So let's say I write a little article, you know, hey, you know, whatever. At my martial arts school, one of my students came in and they were having trouble with their focus, and here was the solution. I did this for them, and this helped reframe their focus, and it really helped improve it over 30 days. By the way, you know, go to this website and I'll show you how I did it. And I can now take that and go post it on 100 parenting forums, right, with only a few minutes of labor.
By the way, all this stuff
that helps make sense right there.
All this stuff is the reason why you have ongoing monthly coaching support, website, and little teleconferences. And any of this stuff that we want to explore more thoroughly with a webinar rather than a teleconference format,
send a question,
a no-brainer. We'll do it.
Yeah,
right.
I just really wanted to make sure everybody kind of had some scope. You've got two major problems now, right? You've got number one, how do I get all that done? Then once I do, how do I manage the inbound amount of work that creates, right? And there's three solutions. In-house labor, outsourced labor, or automation, right? And there's a few of these that solve both of those problems that you can, you know, figure, you know, you can get put together.
Awesome.
Useful?
Yeah, and here's the other deal. And all this printed stuff and the flyers and the party stuff, do not spend a week trying to reinvent any damn wheel. Go on the website and find something that we have up there right now that you can print on demand that's good enough and print it. And if you have something you've done already in the past that worked well, just go reprint that, right? Don't go try to reinvent the wheel, because then what you'll do is you'll work on screwing around with this stuff for so long that you just never implement. Does that make sense? So, again, you know, the franchise thing is interesting. Any of our franchisees who just use the tool they have available and go get 50,000 of them out succeed beyond all belief. And any of them that try to reinvent the stuff because they think they can do it a little bit better or it's not quite good enough, sit and die a slow death, right? Because in many cases, the rack cards, variety is useful, good enough is good enough. In many cases, some of you guys give me stuff to critique, and I, you know, my question is, do you have 10,000 of this out already? Yes, no. Well, it's good enough for now. Next time around, maybe we can tweak this stuff, right? So, if you, it's completely different, by the way. If you're going to spend $10,000 on print advertising, and you know you have to be perfect, but if you're going to go spend $500 to get 10,000 rack cards, it's going to change again in 6 weeks anyway. Just get it in the field. Does that make sense? So just don't go brain dead on this stuff. So last 2 days.
One more. Well, one more item really quick. Take the sheet of paper real fast. Take your phone. Take the sheet of paper. The little QR code that has the arrow in front of it. Scan that. Yeah, scan life or there's a million of them. Just type in QR scan. I just want you to go through this process. The one that has the arrow.
Go scan.
Do you have a scanner?
And just look at the orchestration and actually fill the form out, right? So it'll take you to a little video mobile page that has a little video that won't play because it's just an image. I just want to show you the sample. And then fill that out and hit submit and kind of watch what happens. These are a lot of the things that we're doing on things like rat cards. The other one, where's that t-shirt? Where'd that t-shirt go? You guys saw the t-shirt, right? Bob, hold up that t-shirt. So I'm walking in a carnival down the street or a parade. I can't really go collect data. I can't go collect leads and stuff from people live. So how the hell do I get them to respond, right? How do I get them to do something? So you've got like banners and stuff like that. They can just take a scan of it, right? Or you give them a URL that they can go to that's kind of mobile-ish friendly. And the last resource I wanted to show you is to generate your own QR codes is pretty easy. There's a million sites, QR stuff, QR me. There's a ton of them. Just type in QR codes. But the whole concept is where somebody's not able to make a manual one-on-one interaction quickly enough or something like that, rat card, you're not talking to them, a float that's going down the middle of the road in a parade, you're in a mass of 1,000 people and there's just no way to one-on-one interact with them, things like that are a way for you to get them to respond. Now the power behind this is that there are about 7 or 8 different things that you can get a QR code to do. One is you can get them to take you to a web page, just like this one, like a squeeze page. Little video plays, and it tells them all the reasons that you should give them their email and stuff, right? Another is you can have this set up to send an email to you, have them send you an email, or send you their contact information from their cell phone, or have them like your Facebook page, or things like that, right? So if you go to like qrstuff.com or goqr.me, or there's a million of them, just Google it, right? You'll be able to see how to build the code. It's literally click and publish. It's not a big deal. But the concept and the strategy behind what you can do with it is pretty useful. Does that make sense?
And I think you just said, but you can set it where they scan the code. They're doing it from their mobile number. It captures the mobile number that they scan the code from. Then you can sequential autoresponder by text messaging and by broadcast voicemail back to that mobile number that they just gave you by scanning the code.
Yeah, they're basically
sending. That's when I started liking codes.
Yeah. Basically, they're sending you like an email.
They didn't.
But
give
it's going
you the
number, to AWeber instead of you.
Right. How far away can you be? Could you put one of those in the back of the car?
You can. They do it on billboards.
Oh,
so
it would work.
If it's big enough, you can go pretty far.
Yeah.
On the back.
Yeah.
It's just a way to get them to your
the
side on a mobile phone.
The adoption level is pretty low right now.
Also, they don't have to be.
But
like about what?
I don't know a percentage.
And when you go online,
I read someplace 30%.
What?
I read someplace 30%.
I get it.
Well, then that's higher than I thought, but 30% ain't bad for something like that, right? So,
I get it.
So that's good. A couple of other things for him?
Well, that was it.
Is that it? Okay, so the scale of 1 to 10, how's the last couple of days been? I'm giving you a complete package to go add a whole bunch of new students. You guys good? Good? We know that, one, we have the workout with Master Smith tomorrow, who, by the way, is back to working out 3 hours a day, and he's the fittest AARP member probably in the country right now. So that's going to be at 8:30. Then at 10:30, the Inner Circle is going to be meeting in this other room diagonally across the street. Anybody who wants to join us, movie fanatics, the whatever they are, indispensables, untouchables, the expendables, with Chuck and Jet Li and all those guys. 9:50 at Colorado Mills. If you show up, I'll be happy to buy you a ticket. The fact that it got such a lukewarm reception saved me $700, so I'm in a good mood. So, so that's that. The Inner Circle meeting is more or less until 5 or 6 tomorrow. We put on the agenda at 6. If our brains are full by 5, we may adjourn a little early because it's too nice this weekend. But again, the workout in the morning, the Master Smith, like built in for you, breakfast and a shower time. So 10:30 in the other room. Don't let me forget the Disney textbooks tomorrow. Any other questions that you have that you haven't got fully resolved over the weekend? And as soon as you walk out the door, you're going to have the list of questions. I'll tell you, number one is, don't worry about it. You have to know that when you implement this stuff, you're not really going to know how it works properly. Just get over that. Does everybody understand? Just go do it, knowing that you're confused. Okay? That's okay. Eric? That's okay. Number two is, use the discussion forum, email us and stuff. I'm going to be out of town for a couple weeks. I'm going to take the kids to Disney. Yeah, you're going to be
on your way to Australia.
On my way, yes. We've got to do that soon. I don't think the 4-year-old on that 24-hour, 28-hour trip is a good idea right now.
They would probably kick us out of the plane by the time we got to, you know, Dubai or something. But anyway, so implement violently. Don't worry about understanding the craft, right? Just follow the list and do it. Two is go pull the artwork we already have and use it unless you have something you're already using that's been working fine. Don't second guess any of it. On any of the stuff, if you want to add, modify, expand, always layer on more testimonials. So most of the stuff that we have on the print-on-demand stuff, you can add your own testimonials, as many of them as you want. But if you were going to do anything, add more testimonials. Don't mess with anything else. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Any last thought or question? Anyone who's here today, who's not going to be here tomorrow, who hasn't given us a glowing testimonial for peak performers, Toby would like to do that right now because we never get around to it, frankly. And it would be useful to have some. So we'd love to have you come up and do a little video for that. All of the Inner Circle members, we're going to meet either at 8:30. And everybody, by the way, make sure it's clear, everybody's invited to the workout. And it's a beautiful park over there. It looks like the weather's going to be gorgeous. So everybody's invited to the workout, then the Inner Circle separately will meet at 10:30.